نحمدك اللهم تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah. We bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayer upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, Ramadan has moral requirements and the physical requirements. The moral requirements, you must have been thoroughly made aware of, to behave clean and pure and exemplify the character of Islam. On the physical aspects, I would like to dwell today on some of the technicalities in view of the many questions we receive from many fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. As you know, a day in Ramadan begins not in the morning. It begins at sunset the previous day. And that is why when we recite the Hilal or Prophet, we do our first Taraweeh the night before. And the physical requirements that Allah spells out for us have been briefed in the ayah, preceded by a context discussing sexual life in Ramadan, when at the beginning they thought it would be prevented during the day also. But Allah reminds us that it is at sunset. And then the ayah says, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُمْ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Now you can approach your wives and seek what Allah has allowed you. وَكُلُوا, that's eat. وَشْرَبُوا, that is drink. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Continue to eat and drink all night until you can spot the daybreak into the darkness of the night. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. And these are the physical requirements: sex and the food and the drink. Last year I attended an Islamic medical conference about the fasting of Ramadan, from which I gained a lot of knowledge And to share knowledge is an Islamic duty. And one feels refreshed to gain new knowledge, because a man is knowledgeable as long as he seeks further knowledge. Once he thinks he got the knowledge, then this is the beginning of his ignorance. To start with, Umar ibn al-Khattab asked the Prophet one day, "Prophet of Allah, I felt moved and like it, so I kissed my wife during Ramadan." And the Prophet okayed it. And he said, "How about you washing your mouth for wudu or otherwise during Ramadan? Would that break your fast?" And Umar said no. And the Prophet said it is the same thing. Later on, al-fuqaha, of course, the ulama, denoted that such activities are allowed in Ramadan unless they culminate into a full sexual act or a full expression of sex. And that is how also we knew upon this hadith of the Prophet, "How about if you wash your mouth," that washing your mouth and rinsing it does not break the fast. Although certainly when you wash your mouth for wudu, some water remains inside, mixed with your saliva, and attached to the wall of your mouth. And so it denotes that when we do this, we need not worry, because it seems that an inevitable minimum is allowed and will not break the fast. I knew once of a man who, out of enthusiasm, wouldn't even swallow his saliva, and all day he used to spit whatever came into his mouth. And before sunset, he was taken to hospital in a condition of severe dehydration. Scientifically, a man was made to rinse his mouth like wudu, madmada. And later on, they took an X-ray to rinse his mouth with a solution containing a radio-opaque material that shows on X-rays. And later on, when they imaged his stomach, they found some of that radio-opaque material in the stomach. So it seems inevitable, but it is allowed. Allowed also are smells. Some people have their worries about smelling cologne or something like that, but it is allowed. An enema is allowed. It would not violate the fast to evacuate the lower part of the intestine. Injections do not violate the fast, be them subcutaneous under the skin, or intramuscular, or intravenous inside the vein. Tasting food to judge its saltness, if you are a housewife or your work is a cook, and you want to see whether you put the correct amount of salt, you are allowed during fasting to taste that food and then spit it out again. Even a chewing gum can be chewed, provided it was chewed before, in order to get rid of all extraneous substance in it that would give a smell or a taste. But I think our chewing gum today is never rid of that. And it is our experience, if you go back to a chewing gum, it will still give some taste and some smell, but chewing gum in those days was the natural plant, and it was allowed. It is an allowable, but I wouldn't allow myself to do anyway. Blood drawing, like taking a sample of blood, or blood donation, like donating your blood, is not against your fasting, and you can continue fasting. The inhaler taken for asthma, asthmatic people can take the inhalation and it would not violate the fast. Even medicated patches that are stuck to the skin and they contain medication to be absorbed into the body, they do not violate the fast. Eye drops and ear drops would not violate the fast, because even theoretically, if anything seeps surreptitiously to your pharynx, it seems to be within that inevitable minimum following a mouthwash. Draining a tooth at the dentist would not break the fast, because all the time the doctor puts a suction tube inside your mouth to suck out any collected fluid, including the pieces of the tooth or any wash that might go inside. Angina tablets for people who have angina, that is failure of the circulation of the heart, and one method is to put a pill under your tongue. It is not swallowed. It is just put under the tongue, and the material in it would be absorbed through the skin of the mouth and goes to dilate the arteries of the heart. This is allowed, provided, of course, you don't at the end swallow the pill, but you'll have to spit it out. Medical examination, including pelvic examination, for men and women would not violate, and even if medication in the form of pessary is left inside. A catheter to go inside the bladder, or to be used to wash the bladder, and a scope, a cystoscope, so that the doctor would see inside the urinary bladder, and even a gastroscope put inside the stomach so that the doctor can see inside your stomach and take it out again, will not break the fast, and it is neither food nor drink. And so this is the religion, and these are the conclusions of a very selected group of very high caliber professors of Sharia as well as professors of medicine. And the people are always anxious about such things. I hope you use the knowledge and convey it to others who might need it. Then comes the question of exemptions from fasting. The Quran says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, to be ill, to be traveling. And in another verse, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةً, those who can barely endure it, suffering, these are allowed to break the fast. And then the Sunnah detailed this some more, so that we know that the exempting factors might be permanent or might be temporary. If the justification is permanent, like a chronic disease incompatible with fasting, like uncontrollable diabetes, for example, like wasted poor health without hope of being stronger again, then these would be allowed to break a fast, but would pay a meal for every Ramadan day they do not fast. But when the justification is temporary, like someone with an illness, but you will get cured. Like a woman who is pregnant, but will get delivered. When that, the cause is not permanent, then they break the fast, but will have to re-fast the days they lost in Ramadan, day for day. Of course, a pregnant woman has the option. Sometimes Ramadan, the day is short, she has home help, she doesn't exert herself, and her doctor allows her, she might have the option of fasting. Otherwise, if it is an ordeal, then she has the excuse and will not fast, but she will have to fast the number of days again. Also, women who are lactating, if it is thought, especially in long hot days of Ramadan, that this will cause the baby to suffer, then she has the option not to fast, and after weaning the baby would repay the fasting day for day. Sometimes women find it easier to fast with the other Muslims and find it difficult to later on fast alone in order to repay the debt day for day. And so they use the pill, the contraceptive pill, and it has the effect of postponing the period. As long as she's taking them upon medical advice in a certain way, she can postpone her monthly period until Ramadan is gone. And this is allowed, there is no objection to that at all. Finally, the question of specifying the beginning of Ramadan. We have to fast the month of Ramadan, which must have a beginning and must have an end. In order to reach the target here is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. But the definition, what day it begins, here is the difference between the means and the aims. The aim is fast the month of Ramadan. The means is to get the most appropriate way in order to know when it begins. And that is why over history, Muslims have been going out to look at the sky in order to sight the moon. And the Prophet allowed, if you are not sure about it, then complete Shaban to be 30 days, even if in reality is not 30 days. That is, we might, as a matter of fact, think that this is the 30th day of Shaban because we were confused, whereas in reality it is the first day of Ramadan. And this talk about the means versus the aims is the cause of the hadith of the Prophet. We are an unlettered nation. We do not compute. We do not write. And therefore, the only, perhaps, way to know is to go out and sight the moon. But the means might change. We might get better means to make certain of the beginning of the month. And it has been proven that the scientific calculation are more accurate than eyesight. Whether the eye saw the moon or the eye didn't. So if a man sees the moon and say, I see the moon, but the calculation said impossible, then all the fuqaha would refute the man, because sometimes there is an illusion, sometimes you are very anxious, so you might think you saw the crescent, And even in the Quran, remember Allah describing the Battle of Badr and telling the Mu'mins that Allah makes the kafirs look at the Mu'mins and think they are twice their number. They think there are many more than their true number. And happily enough, I think the trend is moving now to take the more accurate measure, and more people in the Muslim world and in the United States are starting in good numbers to take the most accurate and certain way, which is the scientific calculation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله وفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, Ramadan is with us. We are in for the annual maintenance. Not to run or ride during Ramadan, but you maintain your car to run or ride after the maintenance, not only during the maintenance. We want to be bathed and showered in the blessings of Ramadan. It would be unhappy if we came out of the bath as dirty as we went in. And so we have to purify our souls, and we have to charge our batteries, not only for the period of Ramadan. The lesson you learn is not for the period of the class only, but you learn the lesson that you applied the rest of the year. We thank Allah for allowing us to live to witness another Ramadan. We ask Allah to help us, being the Ramadanic nation, the Quranic nation, with the Quranic heart, the Quranic mind, and the Quranic spirits. And we ask Him to make us worthy of being the followers of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and to accept our fasting, because so many people fast from food and drink, but worthless with Allah if they break the other code of fasting, especially the moral code.